There's every chance that you will have heard our music guest this morning performing around town, maybe at the waterfront. Maybe you remember her from Idols. Well, now, local musician Michaela Kleinsmith is now taking the global stage by storm, having just been crowned the winner of the first season of Apple TV's global music competition, My Kind of Country. The show is executive produced by none other than the US actress Reese Witherspoon. In addition to getting the backing of Apple Music, Michaela has also been awarded prize money of, is this true?
Maybe.
$100,000.
Yeah.
Dollars. $100,000. That's just shy of 2 million rand. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am so unbelievably thrilled that not only are you here, but you are here for the reason that you are here, which is to celebrate this win. Yeah. Let me just say publicly once and for all, no one more deserving.
Thank you.
Michaela, I first met Michaela, I worked it out, it was 5.5 years ago. Yeah. It was before pre-motherhood, an awful lot of stuff.
You were a baby.
Yeah. I don't know what I was doing. And Michaela came when I was doing the late night show, and I remember you playing your guitar, and I've still got a video probably on my phone somewhere. And I remember just everyone in studio, my technical producer and my then show producer, just looking, we were all looking at each other going, whoa.
Aww.
Just so phenomenal.
That's so kind of you to say. But, thank you.
Yeah, like really, there's talent in them, their vocals and fingers.
I try.
Listen, explain the premise of My Kind of Country.
Yeah, so basically the show is executive produced by Reese Witherspoon and Casey Musgraves. Yeah, really cool. And they basically created the show to bring artists from around the world together to basically give like a new face and new sound to country music. And I won.
How did you even hear about it?
I didn't. They emailed me. I think they emailed me twice. The first time I missed the email. Yeah, and then the second time I got it, but then I thought it was a scam. I was like, what?
Did
even?
You?
Yeah, because what are
imagine,
the chances?
Imagine if you'd just been like, delete.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah, so I did some sleuthing online to like kind of figure out if this is a scam or not.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, I saw Reese had posted about it like at the time.
Reese now. Just Reese. Yeah.
And then the rest is history. Eh?
So did you do it here? Did you go there? What? How did it work? Because it was open. There were a lot of other South Africans in the group, right?
Apparently they found a lot of South Africans on this side. I think they scouted online. I think they contacted like a bunch of people.
Okay.
And then the three scouts, Orville Peck, Jimmy Allen and Mickey Guyton, they chose four for their team. And Orville Peck chose me to be on his team.
I have to confess, I hadn't heard of Orville Peck.
Yeah.
Fair.
Because he's a country star, and you know the market on the side. He is. He grew up in Canada, but he's actually from Johannesburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once I'd Googled him, now I'm obsessed.
Amazing human, right?
Absolutely obsessed.
And
with
he's
him.
So talented. It's wild.
Yeah. So he was your person.
Yeah, he was my person. My scout. Yeah.
What's your relationship with country music?
Yeah, so country music has always been like the consistent genre for me because I know it's surprising to a lot of people, but like since the day I started playing, country music was some of the first music that I tried to
And was it
play
music that you were listening to?
Yeah. Like- yeah, my dad actually loves country music. And he loves different types of music. So I've always just been exposed
because
to a variety.
People who look like us don't tend to be the faces of country music,
yeah.
Which is why
and
I love this
And that's the point of the
more.
Show. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So my dad's always listened to country music. So it's just always been a part of my life. And like I said, the first music I learned how to play and write and all those things was country music.
Sure.
But because of the market here, it's not really... that big of a market.
Yeah.
So, and I've always tried to be as versatile as an artist as possible. So I dabbled in a lot of different genres over the years, but I think the universe is telling me this is where I need to be.
I love that. You know? Because what that this will also do, I mean, I love country. I came to country music late, and I tell you who introduced me to country music, well, not personally, because I don't know her that way. Dolly, I know this is going to, people are going to be like, really? Dolly Parton in the movie 9 to 5.
Oh, okay.
And I'd never really heard her before.
Yeah, no, and she's, I remember, a, like, legend. Oh, let me,
a her legend. Voice.
Yeah, living icon.
Get yourself onto YouTube and Google like Dolly Parton in the like 50s. I was going to say 50s. She might not thank me for that.
I don't think she'd mind.
She's about 150, isn't she now? Bless her heart. Her voice is extraordinary. Like, yeah. I mean, obviously there's the Dolly that you look at and go, oh, but she, I mean, she's phenomenal. Yeah. She wrote I Will Always Love You, for goodness sake.
I was about to say that. Yeah, she's insane. And apparently she wrote I Will Always Love You and Jolene, like, I think in the same day. I could be mistaken.
That could
be
in
a very... in a very short period of time, she wrote both of those songs, and they are and iconic. Look,
absolutely, absolutely iconic.
The Congo Cowboys did a version of Jolene on the show. Mind blowing.
Really?
Please go look at it. It's fantastic.
It's one of my favourite songs.
Yeah, same.
It's phenomenal. So then, what the premise of the show then? Or how did it work? Like, we're really familiar by now with reality music shows, and like you basically keep going until you get eliminated.
Yeah.
Same idea,
but I think they approached it a little different than other singing shows, because it was more like a documentary almost to like showcase the artists and what they do. So the competition aspect was a big part of the show, but it wasn't the focus.
Right.
The artists were the focus, and that's why when I was filming, it didn't feel like much of a competition to me, because we were all just getting along and
doing your thing,
and we were just there appreciating each other's music.
In the States?
Yeah, in Nashville,
Nochal. How's that? So there you are in Nashville, the home of country music, playing. Did you meet Reese Witherspoon?
I did. And Casey Musgraves. Yeah, I met so many cool people.
Who did you meet? Go.
Okay, so besides
drop a name or eight. Go on.
Besides the scouts who are phenomenal and making waves right now in the country space as well. Yeah. It's Reese Witherspoon, Casey Musgraves. Adam Blackstone is like the biggest music director in the world right now, and he worked on the show. So that's insane. You know Tori Kelly's vocal coach?
Yes.
He was my vocal coach on the show. Exactly, my exact reaction.
Was that your exact reaction?
Remember the last time I was here, I said Tori Kelly is my, I'm obsessed.
Yes.
Yeah, I lost my brain.
Sure.
I lost my mind. Yeah, no, the band specifically, as like, it's Adele's drummer, it's
Adele's
guitarist,
drummer.
Like, insane people. My mind was just blown the entire time.
Sure.
I was trying to understand why I'm here.
Well, you're going to prove to people why you're here in just a second. If you're just joining us this morning, the voice that you can hear is I'm never quite sure. Are you Michaela Klein Smith?
Yeah.
Smith.
T-H. Yeah.
T-H. Remember this name.
Small Smith.
Small Smith. Michaela Klein Smith is the winner. The winner. She's won this thing of Apple TV's global music competition, My Kind of Country. She's just picked up $100,000. That's 2 million rand. Not that I'm focusing on that, but good for you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
I have some plans. I already sent a bunch to my parents and, you know, investment and stuff. Yeah.
You're going to buy a house?
I'd like to, but I'm not sure. But I'm definitely going back to the States.
Have you got the check yet?
So I need to...
Go on, answer.
I want to go back to the States. So there's a lot of plans that I'm trying to... Yeah.
Is there a thought now that... I mean, because there are billboards in the United States of America with your face and name on, my lady.
That's wild. I didn't even know that was part of the... To be honest with you, I wasn't even sure what we were going to win when I went initially. I found out when I was there, actually. I was like so confused.
I love that.
I was just walking in faith because I love that. Oh, a free trip. I get to meet musicians. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And then when I got there, I was like, oh,
Okay.
Unbelievable. Listen, because of time, I want you to play something and then we'll talk about how it felt to win and then all the other stuff about what, you know, the other things. So do you want to pick up your friend on the floor there?
I can.
I'm talking about a guitar, folks. She hasn't actually got a friend on the floor because that would be. I know. Imagine that.
Imagine just
is this the guitar on which you won?
Yeah.
Right.
It's the same guitar.
The same strap. Alice. I remember when I first heard you singing and I wanted to cry and got goosebumps. And same thing. Same thing.
Thank you.
Just extraordinary. That's an original song, isn't
it? Yeah. I sang it on the finale.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
Thank you.
I think you were on the show, I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, I can't even remember. And we had you on the phone and I told this story about how I'd gone to the waterfront with the family and V&A, and I could hear, we heard music and we were listening and then we were stuffing our faces with fish and chips or something. And I heard this voice and I was like, I know who that is. I'm telling you, and we missioned round there, and as we got closer, this massive crowd, massive, and my other half was going, who is that? And I'm telling you, it's Michaela. And we got there, and there you were, and I mean, it just, people were gathered.
Yeah.
Is that it? Are we not going to see you at the V&A Waterfront?
No, anymore? You will. I definitely plan on still.
Do you?
Undoing my thing.
Undoing your thing.
Yeah.
What's
I enjoy it a lot.
Do you?
I do, genuinely enjoy busking a lot.
Is there not now an expectation? I will just say one thing. So when I normally, if I want to get Michaela, then I just drop her. I've got her on the WhatsApp and I go, who fancy coming in? This time round.
Yeah.
Madam. She's got people. And her people.
My people will speak to your people.
Literally. And sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And I love that for you. Oh, I love that you've now got like people and they're really hardcore. And they were like, and then they ask, and they're like, can you send like a list of questions? I was like, well, no, not really. We're just going to have like a casual chat. No, you need to send questions. And then they send all this information. And then they said, I said, can she just bring the guitar? And they were like, yeah. And I said, she can do a couple of songs. And they went, no, she can do one. They were very clear.
Just so everyone knows, I don't know any of this.
I know. And I need to put that caveat in here.
I know that.
This is not divaism.
No.
You are the least diva person. But I love that you've got people now who are like,
hello.
The talent is going to, and
you know
this is what she
and
will
I
do.
And I need those people.
Yes,
because
I'm
a bit of a softie. Yeah.
No, you're going to listen. You're going to need people in your corner now. Otherwise, you're going to get the likes of me phoning you every 5 minutes. Going,
no, but I don't mind it. You can call me. Anytime.
Oh, thanks. What are you going to do now? Because you've been named as the next recipient of Apple Music's what's it called? Up Next.
Up Next artist.
What does that mean?
That just means that they are endorsing my music, which is amazing. And that's like an honor on its own because it's so difficult to get that spot in the first place. So yeah, it's insane. I don't think I'll ever really wrap my head around it.
Right.
Because it's just, because you dream about these things.
Yes.
And like as a South African, it's like, what are the chances that you're going to make it all the way there?
Yeah.
Because it's so saturated here because there's so much talent also. So it's like,
do you think that do you think your South Africanness is what set you apart? I mean, people, like I said, people aren't expecting people who look like us and who sound like us either to be winning a global music. You know what I mean?
I do think, I think it definitely played a part because they were looking for something different.
Yeah.
And with country music, it's a lot of storytelling. And I think that most of the stories being told in country music are American ones.
Got it. So I mean, if it had been a blonde-haired, blue-eyed dude called Billy Bob.
Yeah.
No one really kind of going, oh, that's a shocker. But this, you know.
Yeah. So, and I think that they were looking for different stories to be told.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy that they thought that my stories are interesting.
I'm happy. I can't even tell you how happy I am. I think it's fantastic. When can we watch this, please?
Watch the show.
The show
is up on Apple TV Plus.
I've got that.
Yeah. You can watch it. It's still there.
Is there going to be an album and things, people are asking?
Yes, there is. I am working on it, but currently you can still go and listen to my EP that's out now on Apple Music.
What's it called?
I'm Butterfly. Yeah.
Please go and download it. Is it on all streaming platforms?
All streaming platforms, but go to Apple Music.
You see what's happened now? Yeah, she's drinking the Kool-Aid now.
No, I need to.
Of course you do. Listen, I am, as I said, and genuinely, you are so deserving of this. You are beyond talented. When I saw this little notification pop up that it was, and I thought, she's won this thing. And so I wasn't surprised in terms of how has she done that. I was just delighted.
Yeah.
So I wish your parents must be beside themselves.
They've been beside themselves because this happened a year ago.
Right.
So it's been a struggle for them to keep it to themselves because there's so many things that I've done throughout my career. And then I'll tell them, do not say anything to anybody. Right. Please shush.
Yeah. But this one, you're like, no, really.
Stop. Stop. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
So they were so excited when it eventually came out and they could actually speak about it.
Amazing. Michaela Clainsmith, who has won My Kind of Country, which you can watch on Apple. What's it called? Apple TV.
Plus.
Apple TV Plus. Apple TV.
Yeah.
Have I got that, though?
You probably do.
Probably
if you have an iPhone.
Oh, most I do likely. Have one of those. Oh, I do. I've got all of that. Okay, good. Okay. You can get the EP Butterflies. An album is coming. The new darling of Nashville, as I'm calling her. Michaela Clainsmith, thank you for seeing us.
Thank you so much for having me.